This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nazareth became. Nazareth became. Another ragtag.
Ragtag band.
Someone made him king.
Some would make him king.
Others wouldn't stand for that.
Others couldn't stand for that. The cross was a solution.
And he rose again.
He rose again. Wise men followed him. They rose again.
Wise men followed him. Thank you so much for joining us on this August 30th transmission as we go in through and beyond the storm. Wow, it's all happening. And it is scary as hell, ladies and gentlemen. I have experienced it. All the smart money and the people I trust that are as smart as I am or smarter have noticed that it's Florida and Texas and other conservative states that have off-the-chart illnesses and problems. But when they're tested, they don't have COVID. It is a prion probably being sprayed in the air. Just like they first hit an area of Italy, an area of China, and an area of the U.S. to create fear beforehand, this is a bioweapon attack. You have the same globalists that ran the Tuskegee experiment, some of the other criminal activities now in charge of this. So all I can tell you is get as healthy as you can and also get right with God, because the New World Order is making its move and has released a soft kill weapon to break down the U.S. for its eventual controlled collapse. And their main enemies are voting blocks where we still have some integrity in voting and can block their political will. So those are the areas that are now going to be targeted to bring us down like the blue cities. And the answer to counter them is what's happening with Larry Elder. Larry Elder has been a guest for 20 years on my show. Larry Elder, it came up through the trenches, a great lawyer, a great patriot. He's not some fly-by-night conservative. He'd make a great president. The policy probably will end up being president if he gets elected in California. The problem is they are sending out all these ballots. They put a hole on purpose in the envelope where you can see if you're voting for the recall. They're running all sorts of scams. They've caught a bunch of Democrats and criminals with their vehicles full of ballots, obviously, for the recall that they're throwing away. And so there's no doubt Larry Elder will win. The question is, will they steal it? We'll find out in the next 14 days. But I'm all for electing people that have black skin if they're qualified, or white skin, or whatever color skin they've got. But with the left, the folks they're getting, whether they're women or black people or whoever, are communist, and that's why they're not qualified. Larry Elder would make a great governor, and we need people like him to be president, quite frankly, to shut down the race baiters. But that's why they're coming after him so damn bad. So pray for Larry Elder, because if he wins, they're going to try to kill him, just like Bolsonaro or anybody else. So pray for Larry Elder. Okay. I want to go to your phone calls. Bill, Seth, Josh, Corey, Jennifer, Thomas, Daniel, Gerondo, Josh, and others. And we'll take calls right through into the third hour today. And then Gerald Celente is coming up in the War Room, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. today. No need to thank me. I just want to get to as many of your phone calls as we possibly can here. I really appreciate you all for calling in. Let's go ahead and take a call from Thomas in North Carolina. Thomas, go ahead. Welcome.
How you doing today, Alex?
I'm all right, brother. What's on your mind? Tell us.
Oh, quite a bit. I'll be quick. I got a lot of people waiting to call in. My mother-in-law, she's in the hospital right now. She was tested positive for COVID about 9 days ago. And I listened to Dr. Sean Brooks and Lee Merritt and Dr. Francis Bull and several of them. I've heard them talk about remdesivir and ivermectin and things. But she's to the point now where they're saying that even intubating her is not really going to help. The doctor wasn't even open to trying ivermectin or remdesivir or anything. I didn't know if there was any other.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, remdesivir is recommended by Fauci, and it doesn't work but about 8% of the time.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
Launched the bioweapon out of Wuhan, and that the vaccine then triggers the next phase of the illnesses. Humanity is coming together, and humanity is waking up. All right, I just started going to calls, but I wasn't looking at the clock, so we went to break, and I apologize for that here on the Alex Jones Show. We're talking to Thomas in North Carolina, whose mother-in-law is in the hospital. They didn't give her Regeneron, which works great, by the way. They didn't give her ivermectin, which works amazing, by the way. They didn't give her hydroxychloroquine, that works incredible. They gave her nothing. Just like when Rob Dew went to the hospital, because the family was concerned about him, and he had, you know, low oxygen. He's in there for a couple days. No medicine, no nothing. They were just watching him and waiting till he failed to give him the intubation. He went home, got on a prescription that we got set up for him with ivermectin and with inhalable steroids. And his oxygen went from 80, which is really bad, can kill you, up to 90-something very, very quickly. He did still have some bloody lung damage and coughed up some, you know, some blood clots. Because that's what this stuff does. And so it's all about early treatment. Japan's main medical board in Tokyo, where they invented ivermectin for humans, by the way, not horses, like they tell you. Yes, works on horses, too. It's antiviral, parasite. They found 100% of over 10,000 people that got on ivermectin right when they got the chest cold, right when they couldn't breathe, right when it feels like a 300-pound gorilla sitting on your chest. That's what it feels like. 100%. And then the very same scientist on national Japanese TV put up the graphs in Africa where they hand out ivermectin twice a year, almost no deaths from COVID, and thousands of times higher deaths in the African countries that don't take ivermectin. And everybody knows around the world, it's incredible. For antiviral, for anti-worms, for anti-everything, people didn't just go, oh, let's try ivermectin for no reason. So it's totally safe. They know that. They've tried to suppress Dr. Zelenko and everybody else and just make fun of it. They go, I ain't no horse. So we just took the guy's call, recap what you were saying, Thomas, and I'm so sorry to hear this. Gave her nothing, never did anything for her. Now, I also love this thing online I've seen the left do, because I get sent these emails and people flag this stuff, and I see it at the top of Instagram and Twitter. Oh, Jones is promoting remdesivir. No, I'm not. Remdesivir is something being pushed by Fauci. What I have promoted is Regeneron. I have no stock in Regeneron. I have no stock, period. Regeneron, the company, has been around that produces it since the 80s. They've got a bunch of patented stuff, and it is a therapy that they create cloned white blood cells of mice, and they train them in a vat of COVID, how to only defeat COVID. and then they put it in your body. It's what Trump took last year. I know members of the crew that had COVID that thought they were going to die. They went and did Remdesivir when it was still being charged. The governor of Texas pays for it. Not Remdesivir. Regeneron. And so the governor of Texas is doing a good thing. It's paid for at these clinics. But you've got to do it early, and it's 100%. Regeneron, not Remdesivir. Even I mix the two up. One is a drug Fauci pushes that has 8% efficacy. Regeneron has 99-plus percent efficacy, just like hydroxychloroquine that pushes zinc into the cells. So, again, they are suppressing these for the general public. They don't want you to know about vitamin D3 or vitamin zinc deficiencies, how the majority of people dying had vitamin D deficiencies. And even if the average person is getting 30 minutes of sun a day, you're not producing enough vitamin D. And if you're black, if you're African, you need four times the sun. I mean, if your background, wherever you live in the world, is from a equatorial African, you know, folks that are black, you better be on vitamin D3 and a lot of it, because you can be out in the sun all day long in northern climes and not get enough sun for yourself because the melanin blocks it getting in your body. Okay, that's how important the sun is. White people are white because we live up north. We need to get more sun. Black people are black because they're getting too much sun. But then when you live up towards the north, it's going to kill you. And that's why black people are twice as likely to die of these COVID diseases, is because you do not have enough vitamin D3. I'm ranting. I said I'd go to your phone calls. It just makes me so angry that this is happening. There it is. African Americans at greater risk of vitamin D deficiency. It's a fact. And they sit on the news and go, we don't know why the black people are dying twice as much from COVID. Because they live in urban jungles and live inside. The average black person lives in a city now. And they're unhealthy. And the cities are full of particulates. It's bad for anybody. But if you're black and you're not on vitamin D3 year-round, you are crazy. Anyways, I'm ranting. It just pisses me off to hear this from this man talking about his mother-in-law fighting for her life. And they're saying it's too late. And the doctor, he said, never offered any of this, because most hospitals won't, because they get made fun of. Oh, you ain't going to, you know, give us the horse stuff, are you? How many drugs do humans take that animals take too? A lot. It's the same stuff. And they play that game, ladies and gentlemen. They play that game, and they kill people because they want your ass dead. This is a depopulation operation. Thomas in North Carolina, thanks for holding over. Tell us the story.
Yes, sir. We begged and pleaded for them to try anything, from hydroxychloroquine to, you know, ivermectin, anything. And they look at you like you're crazy. It's almost like they're incentivized to kill them. I mean, I used to listen to your show, and at first I was like, man, this guy's crazy. But then over the years, the more things I've heard you say, it's like it just comes true one thing after another, man.
Well, sir, my people like perish for lack of knowledge, and I don't just have my crew and friends and stuff that got sick that got better with all this. Their friends and others got sick, and so we gave them an online pharmacy, a bunch of different online pharmacies. You can just go talk to a doctor online, pay them $30, and then pay for the stuff. And so you can't trust these hospitals. These are kill zones. You've got to learn how to get the hydroxychloroquine, how to get the ivermectin, how to get all of this online. You understand? And everybody should be stockpiling it now, in my view.
Is there any way you could help me, or like your call screener guy help direct me to somewhere like that online? Because I'd be willing to do anything. Her oxygen's at like 82 right now. She's pretty much just holding on for her life, man.
Absolutely. Guys, get his name and number. But here's the problem. We're going to get 1,000 of these calls. Put them on hold. I'm happy to do it. Give them to Rob Due. And Rob all day now just helps people. People that help people that help people. And we had a couple medical doctors in Texas that were doing hundreds of scripts for everybody, and then they got overwhelmed. One of them runs a Regeneron treatment center, is having 100% success as well. And so they said, listen, just go to this online pharmacy, and then you walk through it, you tell them what your symptoms are, and you tell them what you want in an email. They call you back in a couple hours, and you tell them. And then just so, guys, everybody, go to online pharmacies. That's why the media confuses you and says don't get horse stuff. It's the exact same molecule. They'd rather her die than you know, you go to a Tractor Supply and get ivermectin for horses and then give her a pea-sized amount of it twice a day. And I'm not giving medical treatment to your mother-in-law. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm saying the people perish for lack of knowledge. And so if you live on the Mexico border, you can walk across the border and go get ivermectin right now for humans. Hydroxychloroquine for humans is like $10. There are pharmacies all over the online. It's not controlled substances. They don't really have side effects. It's not like it's OxyContin. It's not like, I mean, it's oral steroids. And then people go, you're giving people steroids like Arnold Schwarzenegger? Corticotropic! Anti-inflammatory, anabolic! God, the public's ignorant. I can't handle it anymore. Bye. Come on, we're just going to go. I'm just so sick of them killing everybody. I'm going to settle down and take calls. Get the guy's name and number and give it to me. We'll be right back. It's unbelievable. Anti-inflammatory steroids! Anti-inflammatory steroids!
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show at this point. You have a nice man like that that just calls. I can't do the show anymore. God! Oh! Oh, boy! Okay, gotta rebroadcast. Gotta rebroadcast. I'm gonna try to take your calls here in a minute. Let me explain what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me explain what's going on here. They're murdering everyone at the hospitals. They know exactly what they're doing. And I hear this helpless guy calling in saying, please help me, please help me. Her oxygen's at 82. They should have gotten her up and walked her around. They should have put her on inhalable steroids. They should have put her on ivermectin. They know all this. And I just can't sit here and take this anymore while this is going on. Okay? I cannot take it. And I will not take it anymore. Is that clear? I'm going to go to your phone calls, and I just don't thank me any of that. I just want to talk to you, and I want to move on to the next person, okay? That's all I want to do. But our country is run by satanic demons, and you've got all these yes men throughout the power structure that do it. God, they're going to kill everybody. The good news is at least they're going to kill all the healthcare workers that are going along with it, too. They're all going to die as well. Good, 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 good. We're a selfish, demonic country, and we're over. It's over. Hope you all enjoy it. These freaking people, man, they're all so politically correct. They'll do whatever they're told. If they're told don't give somebody medicine that helps them, they won't do it because they don't want to be patted on the head by the hospital administration, who are a bunch of murderers. These hospitals, half of them, keep babies alive and sell their body parts. All right, I'm going to settle down now, and I'm going to try to do the best I can. All right? Let's go ahead. I'm just going to go to your calls. Each person gets a minute. We're going to the next person, okay? I'm going to get control of myself right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Jennifer in Illinois. Jennifer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I do work in a hospital. I'm not a frontline worker, but just the stuff that I see going on here is just despicable. So I am not vaccinated, refuse to get vaccinated. So we are segregated by the vaccinated have these nice little pretty stickers they wear on their ID badges, and the unvaccinated don't, so they can tell the difference between us, which is just whatever. But anyways, I know for a fact that they lie to us and tell us that, you know, the unvaccinated are giving the vaccinated sick. They say that there's not very many vaccinated patients actually in-house, in the hospital sick, which is a lie. It's an absolute lie. I can tell you, like, last weekend in a four-hour span that one of the people, four out of five patients that had a CAT scan were already COVID positive. Already vaccinated, I'm sorry. They're already vaccinated, and they just lie and try to keep it from us.
Yeah, that's exactly what a bunch of medical doctors have told me, and medical doctors my parents were just talking to said, there's all these vaccinated people that are sick there, and then they're told cover it up and don't tell anybody. And people, the vaccinated are going blind. They're having blood clots. I mean, this is just an Armageddon, and just like they help cover up the autistic or the Gulf War syndrome, The nurses and the doctors did well in those beta tests, so now the mass extermination's here. And when they get sick and die, it'll be covered up as well. And we'll all just keep quiet and do what we're told and be politically correct.
Oh, the sheeple are deep here. Let me tell you, my boss was sick. He's been vaccinated. His son got sick. He was vaccinated. So his wife and his daughter and all, they all were vaccinated, and they all got COVID. And they all just run around thinking, oh, well, I guess it wasn't that bad because, you know, I got the vaccine. It's just disgusting. I mean, I'm trying to get out of here because I cannot work with these people anymore. It's just obnoxiously ridiculous.
Well, Jennifer, I don't know how you don't go into a rage, because I legitimately was in a decent mood today. I'm trying to be positive. But I watch all these videos of paralyzed and dying people. I know all these people personally that took the vaccines who are going blind now. I mean, I know all the literature. I see them suppressing treatments and killing people. And I'm just ashamed that there are so many people in the world that will follow these orders and do this. It's just incredible.
Dude, they do. I see it go on all day long, and it makes me freaking sick. I mean, I've worked with these people for 20, 25 years. I can't even talk to them anymore. They are so asleep. I've tried to wake them up. I try to red pill them. I'm just done. So, I mean, I'm obviously been looking for a few months on a position to get the hell out of this place, because it is awful. They're all asleep.
God bless you, ma'am. Just keep trying to warn people. Let me guess, though, like you said earlier, they're trying to cover up that it's the vaccinated that are sick. Are they telling you not to warn patients when they come in and are sick, to even ask them if they've been vaccinated? Because that's what a doctor is telling me, is they're told, don't tell them it's the vaccine that made them sick. She's gone. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Josh in North Carolina. Josh, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Man, I'm just watching America divide into two groups, the whole world divide into those that are going to follow the evil plan and those that are going to say no. And it just physically made me mad to hear that guy begging for help. Of course, I want to help him. It's just to know there's millions of people we can't even reach or warn, and that they're going to just sit there and put people in the hospital and kill them. They'd have killed Rob Dew. They gave him no medicine, no IV, no drugs of any type. They just sat there and watched him, waiting for him to have his lungs fill up and die, knowing that COVID is an autoimmune response above all else. They know full well steroids work 100% if early. They know full well ivermectin works 100%. They know it, and they want to murder you because they're murderers, and they get away with it.
It's satanic. These people are satanic.
I agree, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling in. I know four people that died last week that were vaccinated. One lady was vaccinated. A month later, she got COVID, and she died. She had both. I don't know which shot it was, but she had both doses. And they put her on a ventilator, and she passed away. That's one of my best friend's aunt. And I know another girl. She was about 30 years old, perfectly healthy. 3 days after she got the second shot, she's dead. I know another man. He was perfectly healthy. 3 days after he got the shot, he's dead. I mean, it's just everywhere I turn, I know, you know, I hear these stories. It's incredible.
And those are, I'm the same way. I know a lot of people died. And all these famous people died, and the first guy to take the vaccine died, and they're just dying everywhere. They go, oh, we don't know. And suddenly the life expectancy this year, not last year, has just dropped by 2 years. And by the end of the year, they say it's going to drop like five, because they are murdering us.
Well, you know, they say whenever you get COVID, the people that are vaccinated, that they have milder symptoms. But what happened to the people that were asymptomatic last year, that they got COVID and they were transmitting it, but they didn't show signs or the symptoms? I mean, you know, what happened to those people? You don't hear about asymptomatic people, the unvaccinated people. They're just saying it's because of the vaccine they didn't have as bad of symptoms. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's all a lie. First, oh, it totally protects you. You'll be totally protected. Their own literature, they knew it was a gene therapy. It wouldn't protect you. And now they're like, oh, well, it makes you less sick when you've had it. That's not how it works. A vaccine either works so you don't get it because your body defeats it, or it doesn't. But these aren't vaccines. It's all a lie. It's all a plan to trap us, to get rid of our immune systems and take over. Keep warning people, Josh. God bless you, and thanks for calling. Bill, Seth, Corey, Joe, Daniel, Hernando, and Josh and others, your calls are coming up. People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, my original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction. And that's free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make
and they're not just amazing. The cost is not high and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. You've got so many great products and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sorry I got mad earlier. It had nothing to do with you guys or people listening or watching. I'm a human being that just can't take the globalists and their criminal activity anymore. And I've studied too much. I know too much about all of this. And I know what their agenda is. And I know what they're doing to us. And I know it's got to stop. And we've got to get angry and know they're herding us into a world ID, a social credit score, a medical tracking app. And they've announced now at the UN and at the U.S. level and at the Australian level, that, oh, we're going to give you shots every few months. You're never going to have freedom again. Things never go back to normal. And they start laughing. These damn bureaucrats controlling us through medical fear. So they want to bankrupt local businesses. They want to go after the local businesses. They want to bankrupt the economies and bring in a universal income to control people. So now they're saying, oh, we forgive everybody's mortgages. Or, you know, we forgive everybody's rents. And then that causes a collapse in the housing market so they can consolidate control. And who says that? The CDC. Who made them God? Who made them God? And now the CDC wants your guns. They say, oh, it's not about gun control. It's about taking the guns away to keep you safe. It's a medical thing we're doing. The globalists are coming with medical tyranny. And in the mainstream pop news, it's like, oh, Biden says you should take a booster one time. But in the policy reports, they say it's going to be every 5 months for the rest of your life. You better get used to it, they say. I already played it last hour. Let's go to Fernando in Arizona. Thank you for holding. Fernando, welcome.
Good morning, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So my mom took the Pfizer jab. And shortly after, she developed these shingle-type welts on her back. They're black and pink. And so I filed a report with Bayer's. I never heard anything back. And, you know, the kind of problems that we're seeing with the manipulation and censorship and failure to actually report the way it's supposed to, I created a decentralized, censor-proof, open vaccine injury reporting system using InfoWars domain at vaxaction.com.
Well, I'm glad you're reporting it, sir. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I think that they are crushing the opportunity for the public to develop or formulate or form informed consent. The predicate for informed consent is the information that we need based on clinical trials, which we all know don't exist at this point. So I think it's imperative that people report any kind of adverse reaction or injury in a manner that can be retained and reviewed and analyzed in posterity.
Absolutely. And I love how they have opinion pieces at CNN saying you don't have the constitutional right to refuse the COVID vaccine. A, it's not a vaccine. I have total rights under law to refuse any medical treatment I want. You don't have an authorization to give me something that lowers my immunity to try to take control of my life. This is big pharma merged with big media and big tech is one big business to literally have a corporate medicine model that takes over the planet and makes us take whatever they want into our bodies on a routine basis for the right to commerce and to travel and to live. I mean, this is as nightmarish as it can get. What does your mother think after she got shingles, which they admit the so-called COVID vaccine does by creating these spike proteins in your body, that it basically creates the same thing as herpes all over the body?
Alex, she refuses to acknowledge the correlation or the causation, or she's just completely Stockholm, completely disconnected, and more than willing to go in for booster round. So, we've identified this as a depopulation maneuver by the global corporate cabal, correct?
Yes, sir.
In order to prosecute at some point in the future, which I think is something that we all want, all of your listeners, anybody engaged in this issue, there's going to need to be evidence, and they're systematically memory holing every case or manipulating it.
That's right. This is all an exercise in depopulation to see if they can get away with it. First, the autistic, the troops being tested, all the experimental shots covering up their deaths, and they got away with that. So now they're going for the big one. So what do we do, Fernando?
We create a living record at vaxaction.com. If you or somebody that you know, if you're a next of kin or somebody that you love has been injured by a vaccination, report it. File a report. You don't even have to include your real name. Just give us an email that works.
All right, beautifully said. We're going to take what you said and put it out as one of the videos that airs during the breaks to inform people. Absolutely. Briefly, I'm aware of that site. Tell folks what their mission is and why it's important. I would also encourage go to city council, go to school committee, go to the county commissioners meetings, go to the school boards, and use every public venue to speak out and put it on record there and post it on Twitter, Facebook, you name it. Everybody's got to go and speak out against this.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, our mission is simply to create a decentralized, censor-proof, open vaccine injury reporting system that works for the public welfare.
And give people the URL again.
It's vaxaction.com. That's VAXACTION.com. Vaxaction.
All right, I want to get the head folks on from that. And if you're that person, we'll put you on hold. We'd love to have you on as a guest, Fernando. God bless you. Absolutely. We got to take action. And listen, if you got sick at a clinic because you took the shot, go bullhorn their ass. Go make a stink. You're not going to save the world by yourself, but together we are. Many hands make light work. Okay, let's go to another caller here. Who's been home the longest now? That would be Daniel in Virginia. Daniel, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Alex, and good afternoon to you and your staff there. And I just want to say kudos to Rob Dew for recovering his little symptom there. And my prayers and to those who are adversely affected from the so-called hurricane down south there. It's heading up this way toward where we're at. But thank you for taking my call, though, Alex. Yeah, I was wanting to talk about the particular FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine, first of all. Well, there's an article by Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com, stipulating about how the FDA lied, and it's titled, FDA Lied, Vax Not Approved, Still Experimental. And they did not approve the Pfizer vaccine. What they did is they extended it, emergency use authorization.
Absolutely. It's all a giant hoax. I've had lawyers on about it, Robert Barnes and others. It is a new class where they just extended the emergency authorization and said that they'll announce the trials in 2025. Absolutely. A total fraud. As usual, nothing but lies because these are globalists. We are their enemies. They are bombarding us literally with lies and bioweapons.
Correct. And what they approved is called Comirnaty. Two countries is exercising this particular one. It's one is Europe and one is Australia. Comirnaty is what they approved, not the Pfizer. Also, Dr. Robert Malone, he can also stipulate the following. I think Greg Hunter has his video on there where he states that are two things that they approved of. All they did is extend it. So what my point of the matter is, with them just extending it, see, that don't throw out the no liability clause. See, if they approve this vaccine, the no liability clause will be thrown out the window.
That's right. So now they're doing a no man's land where it's really experimental with no liability, but then they claim it's not, which is total fraud. Great point, sir. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Everybody should find that article. Real quick, what was the title of the article again? He dropped. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So much for joining us on this live Monday transmission. We're taking calls to hear from the people, something the establishment doesn't want. They want you silenced. So I really appreciate you listening and tuning in and calling and holding to be on air. You are the tip of the spear. Seth in Oregon, welcome. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it, man. This weekend I went grocery shopping with my mom, and we had a guy that was creeping up behind us as we were going through the doors. And he bombarded me and blocked me from going in the store with his cart. Because your mask isn't good enough. You can't have that on. I got a face shield. That's not good enough. I got to wear a cloth mask that's going to scar my nose the longer I keep wearing it. So I got a video. I'm worked up. And I wanted to send it to you guys so you guys could look at it. And it's ridiculous.
Did he work there or was he just some little do-gooder?
He didn't. He's some little good dooder, good doer.
Yeah,
he didn't even work there.
These are all these weird low IQ people are empowered now to do this. The masks cause bacterial pneumonia. They don't work. Yes, sir. I want you to send us the video. I can put you on the phone with Harmon. He can give you his email. Send it to me. I'll play it next hour. Tell us what else happened.
Yeah. So we're sitting there, and I'm trying to prevent a conflict because I mean, honestly, I wanted to punch him in his little purple shirt. Having whatever. But long story short, you know, my mom's behind me. She's, you know, looking like, what's going on? This guy's harassing my son. And so she's like, you know, customer service, you know, come over here in the video. And so they come walking over, and the guy's trying to explain, oh, well, that's not an effective mask. He can't wear that. I'm a doctor, and, you know, I should be able to, you know, you can't say anything, man. It's a law that as long as I'm wearing a mask, I can go in the store. I'm already wearing something on my head. I don't want
to understand, sir. They've done all this to make us all the enemy, to make us dirty and bad. Then they actually give us a shot that makes us produce real viruses. So when Mitt Romney says, you're hurting my health not having a shot, he took it. He's supposedly protected. But see, it's all a fraud. He is now an engine releasing it and producing it. And I bet money Mitt Romney has not taken the poison vaccine. Okay? They want us to take it. They want to depopulate us. Seth, I want to see the video. I'll put you on hold. You can give it to us, or you can email it to us. Anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I also lost a family member because they told them that they needed to take the vaccine to get the job. So that vaccine is not guaranteed. And I heard about the last viewer or last talker on the phone. I want to submit that name on that list of people that are dying from that vaccine. It's not a joke.
We'll go to that site and file it right there. God bless you, Seth. We'll put him on hold. He wants to send us that video. We'll play it. Okay. Send all your videos to showtips at Infowars.com. Okay. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Corey in Iowa. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm actually hearing that guy talk about his mother-in-law dying and how they wouldn't help her just pissed me off.
Well, I'm going to get your steam rolling a little more. I'm a truck driver, Truck in America, you know, and, I just want to start off with tomorrow, get the word out. You know, tomorrow starts the day of, American truck drivers are joining, Australia and New Zealand and shutting down the country.
Beautiful.
Shutting down
Tell me
the
about
highway.
That first. That's exciting. It's time to take action.
Yes, sir. My main thing I was calling about was about the mask, but, we're shutting down tomorrow. There's already thousands and thousands. The Department of Transportation is trying to enforce a vaccine against the American trucker, and we're not going to have it. We're not going to fall for it, and we're not going to allow the government to go against our own free will.
So. Wow! So the Department of Transportation is trying to claim it's not mandatory, but they're trying to make you do it for your license.
Right.
Wow, I didn't even know it. I didn't know it had gone that far. That's outrageous.
Yes, sir. All right. So on the form of, I'm glad you asked about that first, because now we're going to continue on to the mask part. So I
By the way, they want to trick you into taking the shot before they tell you, hey, by the way, you got to take these forever. But by then, your immune system's gone. So are the truckers getting the word out that the fact that this is a trap?
Yes, most definitely.
Beautiful. Yeah, in fact, I've heard about it. August 31st. 2021, Truckers Unite in solidarity with Australia and the USA and around the world. Now, are you going to strike, or are you going to go to blue cities and block the highways?
Well, it all depends on what everybody else decides to do, I guess. You know, we're going to join hands, and hell, we might just shut down the interstate travel system.
I'd love to see you shut D.C. down.
There once before. We did it before. We'll do it again. We were there last year.
And now's the time to push back against these criminals. Okay, tell us your COVID story.
All right, so I went in, this was Friday. I went in to go get my my Department of Transportation regulated, ordered federally, you know, federal rules and law states I have to have a DOT physical every year or two, depending on what the last doctor ordered. So I'm due today. I was due for a physical, and so I went in there to go get my physical done. I walk inside, no mask. I refuse to wear a mask. I'm not going to be forced into doing something I don't feel free of doing. Anyways, long story short, they wouldn't let me go to see a doctor. I was causing an argument. So they told me to get out of the building. I left. I went outside. They called the cops. Cops got there. First one was just some private or something. I don't know. He's new on the job or something. I had to teach him what he missed in school. However, he starts off, well, it's a private business. And I told them, well, actually, let's go ahead and get this clear. It's not a private organization that's federally funded. They've received at least one penny from the federal government, which makes them a federally funded organization, so on and so forth.
They're trying to make you go through this licensure, and now they're trying to make you jump through more hoops. They're holding everyone hostage, and people better figure out, paying terrorists only makes them behave worse. We've got to all stop complying.
So I got the officer. He got his supervisor out there. Supervisor shows up. They both wearing body cams the whole time, so let's make that known. I got them both to admit under, so first the supervisor comes in, and he's like, well, I made the case of that I was being denied emergency medical services, all right? And he's like, well, I don't see a medical emergency with you. I said, well, have you examined me yet?
So let me ask this. How did it all end?
Well, they agreed that my civil rights were with their dash cam. Their words were that my civil rights were imposed, that they were infringed upon. It could be a form of discrimination, and they wouldn't treat me. Due to they can't tell me if I couldn't go before a doctor to get examined.
And so how did it all end?
Well, long story short, I got in there and I didn't wear a mask.
Beautiful job, and everybody's got to push back. Thank you for the call. All these good people, like myself, like you, we never want to push. We never want to cause problems. This is a global takeover through bureaucracy. Your submission only makes it worse. We must say no to the crap now. Even Spain's Supreme Court ruled against using vaccine passports to restrict access to public spaces. It's tyranny. And Spain is a tyranny, and they're saying that's wrong. All right, Joe in London, Tim in Pennsylvania. Josh is up first when we come back, and our special guest joins us, but I'm going to get to all of you. Please don't forget, we can't operate, we can't stay on air unless you support us, and we've got a big sale going right now, and I appreciate all your support. Everybody needs all their vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It's got all of it in one little scoop. You put in a pitcher of water or with ice or whatever and drink or take on the road with you. It's high-quality vitamin mineral fusion, 33% off back in stock. Pollen Block is a natural, healthy antihistamine from quail egg shells. From a special proprietary system in France. It is 40% off. Living Defense Plus flushes out all the unwanted visitors in your guts. Also great for your immune system. It's 40% off back in stock. Ultimate Krill Oil is the highest in krill. So good for your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Makes me sleep great as well. I take it at night. 40% off. Vaso Beats, concentrated beet extract that creates nitrous oxide in the blood. Also great for your cardiovascular system. 50% off. Hair and beard support. Also great for women. It's hair and nails. It's a great multivitamin mineral system. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're at it, get a Save the Frogs t-shirt or the Media is the Virus t-shirt or our pro-Second Amendment Molon Labe shirts for men and women. Check out the women's gold foil shirts. That's a badass shirt at a low price. They're all at InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number three, your calls and a special guest.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.